I love writing. I also love reading other people's written words. But life is full. If you are someone who wants to read with your ears so you can do life while you listen, these episodes are for you. Welcome to Erin Reads, an audio version of the Spark and Stitch blog. To gift tech or not to gift tech? That is not the question. Read by the author, me, Erin Walsh. While unpacking some holiday decorations, I found a wish list that my kids had put together years ago. It was heartwarming and included items like a live owl, Legos, books, and the delightful Surprise Me. While the live owl request required some conversations with my youngest about animal safety, overall, the lists were short, sweet, and offline. What grounded children. Turns out, I just had to wait a few years for a reality check. It's not a newsflash to admit that our family, like most today, have spent an extraordinary amount of time online, especially in the last 4 years. One study revealed that screen time went up about 17% during the pandemic alone, a number that hasn't come down despite long ago returning to school and work face-to-face. My kids are also older now, and most teens spend the equivalent of a full-time job in this country with entertainment media. Given this context, I tend to have an urge this time of year to generate my own gift list designed to overcorrect for the rapid expansion of my kids' digital lives. So far, I am considering the following items: sunshine, rocks, trees. I do firmly believe that my list features things central to kids' healthy development. The challenge is that it doesn't quite match a lot of kids' tech-heavy requests. Parents often ask me whether or not gifting technology is the, quote, right thing to do for any occasion. But instead of asking questions about right or wrong or good or bad, research indicates that no matter the time of year, the when, why, what, and with whom of technology is just as important as the mere presence or absence of a device or a platform. With this in mind, the better question or the more useful question isn't to gift or not to gift tech, but to pause and ask, for what purpose? For example, we might think carefully before giving a 10-year-old a phone with access to social media simply because many other kids have them. Similarly, if a teen is already struggling to engage with life offline, it may not be the best time to introduce another online world that demands their attention. On the other hand, gifting a new video game can create opportunities for more family fun and playfulness that is much needed. Gifting an online class on stop-motion animation might be just the thing to shift a teenager's screen time away from isolated scrolling towards skill building and creativity. Some families certainly draw a hard line against gifting phones, games, and devices for any occasion based on budgets or values. But for the many families planning on tech gifts for any reason, consider the purpose for your family and your kids. Then wrap it up with the key ingredients for digital well-being. Here are a few questions to get you started. Number one, is my child and my family ready for this new device or platform? Whether or not kids have watches, smartphones, or no personal device at all, there is nothing magical about chronological age that guarantees safety, responsibility, and thriving online. Use the Spark and Stitch new device framework, which we'll link in the show notes, to guide your decision. This kind of framework can help us pause in these decision points. It helps us move away from the idea that allowing any amount of technology is somehow failing as a parent, but it also helps us slow down and think twice before delivering more technology than is healthy or needed. Question two, does the gift encourage play and creativity? Research shows that most of the games and apps marketed to kids as educational take a, quote, drill and practice approach to learning, or games operate in smother mode instead of embodying the spirit of free play that helps kids learn and grow. Just like blocks and art supplies, look for tech gifts that encourage imagination and open-ended play and problem solving. Look for gifts that put kids in the driver's seat of their digital activities, as opposed to apps or platforms that rely on dark patterns designed to keep kids online for as long as possible. Question number three, does the tech gift encourage connection and communication? Too often with young kids, technology shuts down communication and connection instead of fueling it. Whether it's talking toys or ebooks, we adults tend to do less when digital content takes up all this space. This is sometimes more about us than the tools themselves. So look for opportunities to co-view, co-create, and keep up the warm interactions in, around, and through media, regardless of the medium. Teenagers also benefit from connection, both online and offline. Teens who use technology to connect with friends do better than children who use technology consistently as a way to avoid social interactions. This is true when it comes to social media and gaming. For example, early in her career, researcher Dr. Jane McGonigal observed that young gamers who use games to, quote, make their worlds better have better outcomes than gamers whose goal is to, quote, escape their world. Find gifts that allow young people to move towards safe relationships and towards each other. Question four, does the content reflect and affirm the diverse and expansive world we live in? Most tech gifts aren't just a package of hardware or software. They're powerful storytelling machines. They may not start with the classic cue, once upon a time, but make no mistake, our kids absorb compelling stories through video games, graphics, memes, movies, advertisements, influencers, shows, and more. Stories aren't just entertaining. They shape how kids view and treat themselves and others. Media content can either affirm our kids' identities and expand their circles of caring, or reinforce harmful stereotypes and perpetuate harmful views. Unfortunately, research indicates that too often media fail to reflect the fullness of our diverse stories and communities. So look at Common Sense Media's ratings for diverse representations. And when stories fall short or do harm, talk early and often to protect our kids from their worst effects. And finally, am I ready and willing to co-create family agreements about healthy tech use? As parents, we tend to greet new devices or games with equal parts excitement and dread. No matter your feelings, these moments present a window of opportunity for us to step in as media mentors in kids' lives. This is because transitions are often the best times for our brains to start and practice new habits. This is also because kids tend to be more open to these conversations with us as part of gaining access to something they have been pining over. And finally, starting with more structure gives us somewhere to go as our kids earn trust and build skills. It's much easier to ease up on limits than it is to try to create them later on. As our kids excitedly hold powerful new tools in their hands, the best gift we can give them alongside it is a family media agreement of some kind. It does not have to be a long formal document, but find a way to capture your values, your commitments to well-being, your commitments to each other in a family media agreement. Make it your own, and we'll give you some ideas in the show notes. The gift usually isn't the device, the game, or the app. The gift is how we approach it. Your list might only include sunshine, rocks, and trees. It also might include games, apps, programs, devices, or tools. For most of us, the reality is probably a mix of both. No matter what, when it comes to tech gifts, our capacity to pause, to make thoughtful decisions about the when, why, what for, and with whom we spend our time and our attention online and offline, these are the gifts that will far outlast anything we could buy or download. This season, or any other time of the year. Thank you for listening to Connected and Courageous, the art and science of showing up for kids in the digital age, a podcast brought to you by the Spark and Stitch Institute. This podcast is hosted by me, Erin Walsh. Many thanks to our series producer, Beth Gibbs of Lyft Podcasting. Music is Still Going Instrumental by John Worthy Music. Warm reminder that the Connected and Courageous podcast does not constitute medical advice and is not a substitute for professional mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have concerns about your child's well-being, consult a physician or mental health professional. For notes, resources, and ways to deepen your engagement with Spark and Stitch, visit sparkandstitchinstitute.com. Be sure to subscribe in order to stay up to date with all of the latest offerings. Again, thank you so much for listening. Stay connected, stay courageous.